This is Twit.
Back to the phones we go, John in Savannah, Georgia. Hi, John.
Hey, Leo. It's good to talk to you. Thanks. Greetings from Southeast Georgia.
Oh, I've always wanted to visit Savannah. It's my goal.
Well, come on down.
I will.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, is that the day?
That is the day they paint the fountains green, big parade. It's really nice. The flowers in bloom, good time to visit.
Oh, I want to see it. It's that's where the Garden of Good and Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil took place, right?
Right, right.
Yes. You've got those stately, old, beautiful homes. I want to go.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Leo, for taking my call. I had two small questions, I think. Well, one major one. I have an old iMac, 2011. I do video editing with Final Cut Pro and also do Lightroom and Photoshop. But I feel like it's giving up the ghost, and I want to get a new iMac 27-inch.
Oh, you are in luck, my friend.
Well, how much? I need to know, how much RAM do I need? Do I need the 64 or 32?
You don't. No one needs 64 gigs of RAM ever. I bought it. I bought the new iMac Pro, which is I'm sure you're not considering because it's insanely expensive. It starts at $5,000. Now, it's aimed at people, though, who do this for a living. Do you do the video editing for a living?
No, I'm retired. It's a serious hobby.
So how serious? So that's the question. For people who are, you know, professional photographers, videographers, 3D designers, spending $5,000 to $10,000 on the tool they use day in, day out is not outrageous. But for a normal person, their personal computer, that's a lot of money.
I have about 400 videos, I think, that I'm on the computer. I have about 5 external hard drives, and then I've got thousands of photos. And
I think the good news is you don't need to get the very expensive iMac Pro. This year's, well, I guess not this year anymore, the 2017 5K iMac is excellent. And in fact, this will make you feel better. It is faster in single core. It can be faster in single core processing than the iMac Pro. The thing that makes the Pro is the processors they're using are Xeons. They're the more workstation-y processors. And they have RAM up to 128 gigabytes. That's crazy. You don't need that. I would look at the 2017 iMac, configure it as you can afford. You know, that 5K screen is really good for video editing. It's P3, which means... if you're a video editor, you'll probably know that DCI P3 is the standard color correction for video. That's if you are going to make video that other people are going to see on their screen, you want to make sure that the screen you're adjusting it on is a P3 monitor, and this is. 5K means it's very high resolution. It's beautiful. They're very fast processors. It has Radeon Pro graphics if you need it and want it, and I probably would consider that if I were you. And I think 32 gigs of RAM is plenty. I don't think you need to go.
What about a hard drive? I want to do the SSD. I've heard you say not to go the Fusion.
Do I need 2 terabytes? No. So this is one advantage of this because it has Thunderbolt 3 on the back of it. My suggestion is you don't need more than 512 gigs internally. It's up to you. But that's enough for the operating system and all your programs. That's what you want on the internal drive. And then because video editing in particular has a lot of data, you know, the original videos before you edit them and all that stuff in high quality, it can take many, many gigabytes. You'll want an external drive, an external Thunderbolt 3 drive for that. And that's fairly inexpensive. I have off my iMac Pro, I have 3 drives hanging off of it. Because it's Thunderbolt 3, they're just as fast as the internal drive, or almost as fast as the internal drive, certainly faster.
Now, my other drives, would they be able to still work?
Sure they would. USB works just fine.
Okay, I know then you would do a different kind of file management. I'm running Yosemite because they told me in Apple not to upgrade to Sierra or High Sierra because it make it run so much slower.
Well, on a 2011 Mac, yeah, but your new iMac will come with High Sierra, and that's fine. It will also come with the new file system on the internal drive, an SSD. Apple will only format SSDs with the new file system, APFS. That's good, though. SSDs work better under APFS. Your older drives, they won't even offer to upgrade them, unless you have an older external SSD drive, which you probably don't.
No, they won't.
And they'll work just as well with HFS Plus on those drives. Apple's done this quite well. It's completely transparent, and they don't upgrade any drive that can't be upgraded or shouldn't be upgraded. The only one you'll want upgraded, and it will come this way, is the internal drive.